Blog Talk Radio.
Smooches! Welcome back to Speak, Spit, or Smooch Live. This is a live broadcast of yours truly. That's right, Smooches Radio. We are an independent, woman-owned radio venture, smooching love, hugs, and kisses all around the globe. And you are going to be so excited because we have a live exclusive view, Stardust, that will be entertaining you tonight. That's right. So we're talking about making it, but what we're mostly talking about is transformation this year. It's all about the transformation. And I have been talking to people all week long about how excited I am to be able to bring live media, blog, radio to the masses, because it's so important for us to have access to so many different shows that will help us create, help us to be competent, and help us to be committed throughout the year. And Smooches Radio definitely has something for your ears tonight. That's right, because we have Jaded Jones, Jaded Forever on Twitter, but also a woman of virtue. We've been talking about women of virtue. We've been talking about women who have made an impact this year. But, you know, our live poetry open mic has been a work in progress. And one of the things that we just pride ourselves on is bringing you some of the best white peacocks out there. So we've been talking about white peacock. We're on Instagram now. We've been talking about that white peacock, and a lot of people have asked us, what is the white peacock? And the white peacock, we feel, is the rarest and the realest, the most righteous, and the ones who feel us. And feel us is like a play on words, because we're talking about feeling us, you know what I'm saying? And we're also talking about feel us, understand why we're here. And Jaded Jones presents us with that opportunity. But we found her amazing poetry amongst the overabundance of talent on the web. And that's really rare, because, you know, there's so much, but you have to sift through something. And the great thing about Smooches Radio is that when our interns help me connect to someone, I really connect. And so I bring it to you, and I hope that you're going to be able to just sit back and help us laugh and smile and join the millions that are coming towards Jaded Jones Forever right here on Smooches Radio tonight. Smooches.
Hello.
Hello, Smooches. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm excited. I'm in the, you know, we're in the tri-state area, and this has been a really good day for us. It's not been too cold, so my mood is great. How are you? What's your mood like, and what's going on? What you smooching on?
I'm nothing but upbeat today. I had a good day. It was nice and sunny outside. I worked out, so I'm in a good place as well.
And let our listeners know exactly who's on the line.
This is Jaded Jones.
Jaded Jones. And so for our listeners who are just tuning in, Jaded Jones is our special guest for you all tonight on our Speak Spit or Smooch Live. And one of the things I can say about Ms. Jones is that she's very humble. So if you can't hear, you're going to have to just put your earphones on, because she's definitely going to have some words for you to hear tonight. And she's soft-spoken, but she speaks with so much humility and so much courage that we just have to know a little bit about her. So, Jaded, do you go by Jaded Forever or Jaded Jones? Let us get it right tonight.
I go by Jaded Jones. The thing about the Jaded Forever, it was just kind of like a way of me saying this is going to be what I am. Like, it's acceptance, basically. But I go by Jaded Jones, definitely.
Okay. Well, our listeners are used to people bringing so many different fabrics to our station. And we've been kind of like, you know, bringing the light to Jaded Jones so that people understand that we're going to have a special guest here, and we're asking for all of our supporters to call in right now at 626-213-5635 and join the live chat. But I want you to tell them a little bit about your journey and what actually has brought you to giving us the spoken words that you've been developing along your journey?
Okay. Well, I mean, I've always kind of been in the industry, like singing or doing like modeling here and there as a little girl. But as I got older, like I went through a marriage, a pretty bad marriage, and went through a divorce. And in that moment, going through my divorce, I had so much pain in me. Like I was writing music, but I wasn't writing poetry, and I had to have an outlet. So I started writing poetry, and at one point, I was reading it to my friends in the shop in the beauty shop actually, and everybody was like, "The world needs to hear this. Like I can relate to that. The next person can relate to that." And like everyone I read, I kept reading them to them, and I was just like, "Okay, one of them has to like be bad," and they could not find one that they couldn't relate to on some level. So I decided to just, you know, let the world hear it, basically.
Mooches, thank you so much for being able to open that door, because now we get an opportunity to share a little bit of the Jaded Forever and the Jaded Jones world. So you said that your kind of writing was a process for you because you used to write music, and your poetry has a harmony to it, so it still feels like music to me. But you also said you gave us and shared with us a little bit of your pain and a divorce, and I think that resonates with a lot of our listeners, you know, whether it's a breakup or a divorce and, you know, getting through sometimes we can, you know, the path leads to destruction or it just leads to more creativity.
Right.
And so now you have an opening and you say this forever. I want to know how, you know, because you said that you also do hair. How do the two worlds collide? Like you're doing hair, you're doing poetry, and, you know, how do you actually process poetry while you're actually working during the day?
Well, the thing is as being a hairdresser, you hear so many stories of different people's, you know, issues and life decisions, and, you know, even if they're not telling them to you, they're talking on the phone, and you can hear their conversation because you're right over them. And, I mean, I'm constantly inspired by just my clients that sit in the chair, because you never know, maybe it's not something that I personally have experienced, but just in hearing about it and you can hear that person's pain, you can then, you know, turn that into a poem. So,
Mooches, and I thank you for that, because I think our listeners need to hear it. A lot of people, you know, we've been looking over the social networks, and so many people. I just the station just recently joined Instagram, and I'm responsible for kind of holding that down. But one of the things that I noticed as I've joined some of these social networks is that everyone wants to be a performer or an entertainer. And I was thinking to myself in my quiet moments that maybe everybody does have a gift to sing, and maybe everybody does have a gift to write, but maybe those are just for them. And I don't know if people have actually considered that, you know, sometimes you take your private thoughts, you put them on paper, and you want to share it. And I like the fact that you shared it with people in your local community, that it didn't have to come over the radio airwaves as the best, hottest new song, but there were really intimate messages posted at the shop and people actually connected to them. So I thank you for just taking that first step. And a lot of times, I think a lot of times we don't share our hidden thoughts with people because of rejection or judgment. And so as you think about rejection or judgment, I want to talk to you about yourself. Has there ever been a time that you felt rejected or dejected?
Yeah, totally. I mean, in life, you hear so many no's before you hear yeses. I went to college at University of Houston, and I had to audition for the music department. And in the music department, I was singing, and I put my heart into it, and the director told me straight up, it was like, "Hey, you have a great voice, but maybe it's better for church or gospel music or that R&B stuff, because they only did classical music at U of H. So in high school and growing up, like I said, from the age of 3, I was singing and performing. And so to my whole life was music, and to be told, like, yeah, not good enough. Like, that was a blow to, I mean, my ego, my self-esteem, like, everything. So, yeah, I've definitely experienced rejection.
Mooches. Well, thank you for giving our listeners that and giving me that as well, because it leads me to my next question. So you have a gift, and one of the things that I actually noticed is that we actually connected with a picture of you online. And for our social, like I said, I'm responsible for a lot of the stuff. And it's a small, you know, radio adventure, but we definitely have a great team behind it. But one of the things that I noticed, and even from all the people that we've had business connections and personal connections, is a lot of people connected with your photo.
Mm. Yeah.
And so as I look at the photo, it's really a reflection of my own self and some of the other ladies here that work along with us. And even my own sister had to say, you know what, it's just, I think that people just like it when you're a real beautiful, voluptuous woman. And I think that is something that makes you very unique. So when you talk about rejection and dejection, how do you feel being an artist out there and kind of like putting yourself out there as a natural beauty, and what that means to the people that are going to meet you along the way?
Well, I mean, it's very important to me to stay as natural as possible. Like, I'm a realist, and I like real people around me. So it's one of those things, like when I decided to do hair, even. I only do natural hair. And people always ask me, like, well, why? You can make so much money doing, you know, other things. I can make money, like, being, you know, pulled and tight and tucked and all that other good stuff. But I just wanted people to see me and connect to me on the rawest level that they possibly could. So this is me. When I wake up in the morning, this is what I look like. I don't put on a whole lot of makeup. I might throw some lashes on, but at the end of the day, you're getting exactly what I am, you know.
Well, I think that I'm going to allow our listeners to just take a listen to a prelude introduction by Jetty Joles, and then we're going to come right back, and we're going to listen to more of your journey. But we just want to take a this track is 29 seconds, I believe, or about 30 seconds. So we're going to just give them a little taste of who you are, and then we're going to really get into some of the other pieces that you provided us with. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, perfect.
Smooches. This is an introduction by Jetty Joles. Speak, spit, or smooch it live right here on Smooches Radio.
Numbness envelops me. My toes tingle from the chill. How long is it going to take for my poor heart to heal? Passion is pouring out of me, begging for release. Who in my life deserves this strife? A true sacrifice for them. 'Cause the next lover in my life is going to have to be strong. He's going to have to love me no matter what's going on. He's going to have to be there even when I say don't. He needs
smooches. So that's something that we connected with, Jada's voice and the overtones of the background music make for a really great just a really great connection, a really great fabric, and we felt like it was music with a quilt to it. It had so many things that we had not uncovered yet about the artist. And if you're just tuning in live, then you are definitely right on time for Speak, Spit, or Smooch Live. It's a Smooches Radio original program. We have had artists from all over the world, and tonight you are in the right place at the right time, because we are smooching purpose, we are smooching pain, we are smooching a transformation of the artist, Jada Jones. So please stay tuned. So, Jaded, I don't know, but I remember the first time listening to an introduction, and I remember saying to myself, oh, my gosh, if I could just get this artist to come on our show. And I wasn't quite sure how I was going to make the connection, but I knew that there was something really different, White Peacock, about the Jaded Jones experience, and that if we didn't get you on now, that later we may not be have an opportunity to actually connect with you. But tell us a little bit about an introduction. And for our listeners that want to hear it again, you can always download it at www.blogtalkradio.com/smoochesradio. But I want to know a little bit about the introduction and kind of tell our listeners what that was all about so that they can go listen to it again.
Well, the introduction is basically my way of showing the world what I'm about and where I'm coming from. It's almost like an explanation for my name, Jaded Jones, basically, because in the introduction, it kind of lets you know, like, I'm a real jaded person. Like, it's going to take a lot for you to get to me because I've been through a lot. And so basically, that's what it was. Like, it was just my way of explaining it to the world. Like, here I am. Here's what I'm about, and here's why, you know, because I've been through.
Mooches. And so you take us on a kind of like a novel, a journey of some sort, and you bring us to sensory overload. So prior to us actually playing that for our listeners, can you tell us about your senses, and which of your senses do you feel that if you could not live without?
Well, personally, I don't think I could live without any of them. Like, I think I need every last sense that I have in order to be the person that I am. But sensory overload is actually one of the pieces that is on my album that's coming out on February 10th. And basically, that album is about love and sex and all that goes into love and sex. And it was just, how can I explain sex in a way that is going to allow a person to be taken on a ride through their senses? Like, when you have sex, what all do you feel? What do you taste? What do you smell? Like, how does it affect you? And that's basically what that was.
Well, I think that for the women, and I used to think that we were more in tune with ourselves, and because of that, that's why we had more, a better experience, I might say, once we came to, like, personal freedom when it came to sexual interludes. But now I'm learning that, you know, the male actually experiences it in a very total way. And I think women, we kind of down it for them because we think it's just that one thing. But actually, I think that they are definitely sensory overload to me. Whether we
definitely.
Know it or not. Yes.
And, and the funny thing is, I get more responses from you. I'm sorry. But
no.
I was just going to say, the funny thing is that I get more responses on sensory overload from the men than I do from the women. Like, the men love that piece for whatever reason.
And I would feel the same way, and I guess that's where I was going with it. I was like, and when I thought about it, I said, you know what, I think the brothers are going to love this piece. So without any further ado, we're going to let you experience it. But what Smooches really wants you to do, I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to allow Jaded Jones to help you along as we give it to you with her new piece from her album, upcoming album, and this one here is called Sensory Overload. Smooches.
My body's on sensory overload. I want you and need you to give me more. My senses are lit. My clothes are on the floor. Take me to the place where lovers go. I hear you. Your moaning and whining is turning me on. The sounds we make together sound like the sweetest love song. High-pitched squeaks, grunts, and hums. I'm calling your name. Your title is Daddy. You're saying, oh, shit, don't stop. And, oh, baby, the music is playing, but the neighbors know my name. The walls are alive with this rhythmic bumping. I see you. The picture of strength in your smooth satin skin, your muscles flex as together we spin. Candles and darkness is where we lay and play. I'm dancing for you. You're watching me sway, feeling myself in that special way. Looking upon your face, feeling myself melt. Your gaze burns me up. My pocket is hot. There's lust in your eyes like you can't get enough. My body's on sensory overload. I want you and need you to give me more. My senses are lit. My clothes are on the floor. Take me to the place where lovers go. The scent in the air sets the mood in the room. Lavender blossoms relax me and soothe my mind to a time of pure, unadulterated bliss. Your aroma so intense beckons me closer still with the promise that I'll feel better laying in your arms, soaking up your endorphins, making my wetness drip. Your fingers begin playing all over my frame. They slide and they swirl, grab and they curl from my toes to my head, causing me to cling to the bed. The feel of you, lips slowly kissing my hips, biting at my inner thigh, makes my waters flow from the inside, rushing towards my lips, your tongue salivating for the first drip. As your fingers continue their intricate dance, I feel myself going into a trance. My body's on sensory overload. I want you and need you to give me more. My senses are lit. My clothes are on the floor. Take me to the place where lovers go. My tongue, taste the sweet, salty flavor of the sweat of your skin as I use it as a pen to carefully write my name on your dick as it goes out and in, leaving this taste in my mouth that tells me you're about to erupt as I shove you deeper down my throat. I can taste the sweaty, dirty mix of me and you at the base, reminding me of just moments before when I squirted all over you while you were playing at my back door. And as those memories come back, I go in for the final attack, your veins throbbing down your shaft as the cum rushes and shoots past my teeth, tongue, and tonsils and into its final vessel. My body's on sensory overload. I want you and need you to give me more. My senses are lit. My clothes are on the floor. Take me to the place where lovers go.
Smooches. I thought you liked that. I thought you would like that. This is amazing because we get an opportunity to share with our listeners so many things. And one of the things we want you to get used to is feeling good about yourself and feeling good with our new artist mixture. We have artists all over the world, but I'm telling you right now, this is a white peacock. That's right. This is the rarest and the realest. This is Jaded Jones on Smooches Radio. Ah, Jay is so jaded.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Ooh, I know one thing. I think we better go to one of our listeners who's been waiting very patiently to find out how they're feeling right now. because their senses, I want to know if the senses are on overload. So let's go to one of our listeners. 0279, Smooches, what's going on and what you smooching on? Okay. All right. So no one there. Let's go to the next caller. Smooches, 8608. I see you're in Jersey. What's going on and what you smooching on? Smooches. Okay, listeners, I'm going to put you both back on hold, and I guess you guys just want to be voyeuristic right now and listen to the conversation, and that's okay. Smooches. Smooches, what's going on, and what are you smooching on? All right, well, that is enough for our callers now. I know some of you guys out there are probably just sitting back, and I know you're probably thinking to yourself, I want to get with that Jada Jones, but she is not available, but she will be available February on iTunes. So what you need to do is you need to go to Twitter, at Jaded4, that's the number 4 ever, and follow her right now. Same thing on IG if you want some more eye candy. And if you want to hear another eargasm, then all you have to do is go to SoundCloud and check it out again and again, because it goes deeper than the rabbit hole. And so, Jada, oh, my goodness gracious, sensory overload. Say something.
I love sensory overload. It's hard for me to listen to it myself without feeling some type of way. I'll have to be honest. But, yeah, I think that one is definitely a winner, and everybody gets something from it. So, yeah, love it.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, I'm glad I'm on the radio. My hands are occupied. You won't ever see what I mean when you bring all this kind of stuff to Smooches Radio. Now, Smooches don't talk like that. But, you know, it's a given fact, you know, that, you know, it took a long time for the women's movement to help us to be free, you know, with our sexuality. Yeah. And it's been a sexual revolution. And a lot of people, you know, they take it to another level. You know, they didn't say to share yourself with the world. What they said was find your king and share those parts of yourself with him. And, you know, if it wasn't that one, then, you know, it's okay. But I think that women are taking the sexual revolution to another place, and it looks dark and damp and murky, mm-hmm. and a little ho-ish. But I'm saying that when you are one to one with that one, that soul, that king, that, you know, that seed, your original, and, you know, there are some things that you can do to spice it up. And one of the things you can do is stop playing all that hip hop sometimes. And sometimes you need to just put on sensory overload and sit back and, you know, put that, you know, put the little bandana around his eyes and, you know, feed him some fruits, put your foot in his mouth. There's some things that Smooches talks about, but, you know, you got me wide open now, Jaded. Got me wide open right now. That guy is just talking reckless. I'm going to try to see if we can get one more caller in here tonight, but it's a serious thing going on. Smooches, what's going on, and what are you smooching on?
Well, I'm smooching on Jaded right now.
So, did you get a chance to listen to Sensory Overload?
Yes, I did, ma'am. She is very good. She is very good. She should put her stuff on to music. She is she's very seductive. Very seductive. She should kind of put it to music, and I think she could go a little bit further. But the spoken word is beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
All right, and who are we talking to?
You're talking to slow music.
Okay, and is there any place that we can come follow you on IG or Twitter?
No, ma'am, I don't have a profile anywhere.
Okay, well, that's even better. So you're just here to kind of support the artist, and you like Sensory Overload. I thank you so much for that. I would love for you to continue listening to the rest of our original exclusive view, if that's okay with you.
I will. Thank you.
Smooches.
Smooches.
Ooh, it's always good to have those fans in the background. Just make sure you guys go out and get the album when it comes out. I think that, Jaded, I want to talk a little bit more about this album now. There's something really rare about this album. Can you please let my listeners know what that is?
About the album?
Yes.
The album, like I said, insects. And I wanted it to be on Valentine's Day. So that was, like, say, for instance, if your maid was, and you know, something to listen to. Say, just download, put it on the CD. I guarantee you, it's sensory overload. There's also about like pure love, and to share that with people, because sometimes love a person, you don't know how to express that. And I think that this album really does that.
All right, so I hope that our males, you know, right now we wore the males, and I know the ladies were feeling a little left out, but that's okay. We're going to do what we're going to do anyway, ladies. We're going to support a lady, you know, one of the first ladies in open mic on Smooches Radio tonight, Jada Jones. And I think that when you do get an album like that, it does give you, if you don't know anything, if you have a few words or you don't know how to express yourself in that realm, then just put on the CD, put on the, you know, download the MP3 and just play it. I think that even if you're by yourself, this is something that you could play with, because all you have to do is light the candles and let the mood be right and kind of be one with yourself. But I know that we are running out of time, so I definitely got to introduce you to our next piece, and this is called Sun by Jada Jones. And when we return, we're going to give you all of the places that Jada Jones is going to be in the next 3 months, and we're going to talk to you a little bit more about where you can find her upcoming album. And also, we want you to know where she's going to be located so that you can get to there if you need to. Smooches, Sun by Jada Jones.
Pain. I think it's just too much to bear. Shots fired and you're no longer here. And I'm unaware, 'cause you were supposed to be with your boys or walking home, never more than a call away. How was I to know you weren't safe? And now I'm in this unfamiliar place, standing at my door with an officer telling me, I won't say those words. Maybe it will go away. Maybe if I close my eyes until the next day, I'll look out the window to find you playing with your brothers or on that damn phone, the one you were reaching for when, and here it is again. And I'm finding it hard to comprehend how this happened. You stood 6'3", but were hardly a man. Sweet and gentle are words they will say to describe you on the day you lay to. What am I supposed to do when your brothers come looking for you? When they complain you're nowhere to be found? When they ask why you won't answer the phone? How do I tell them you're not coming home? How do I explain that you did nothing wrong, that you followed directions and completely complied, but because of your gender, skin color, and size, it gave the officer the right to put a bullet in your side? How do I say this and not expect my babies to not want to riot, to not want to fight, to not want the blood of that officer on their hands? My babies that America has no problem trying as a man. My babies that are more likely to die in prison than stable, married homes with kids of their own. How do I inspire your brothers to go on?
Smooches.
Mm-hmm.
I want you guys to just take a moment and really think about what you just heard, because that was a pain. That was something that we've been dealing with for the last couple of years. A lot of people said last couple of months. No, we've been dealing with that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
We need more radio stations like Smooches Radio, but we need more adventurous artists that are willing to take a risk and step outside of the box and tell us what it really is, the rarest and the realest, the righteous and the fearless, the philosophical. Speak, Spit or Smooch Live each and every Tuesday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have something to say, then spit it out. But I want you all to smooch the artist right now, Jaded Forever on Twitter. Go to Instagram, Jaded Forever. And tonight, you have a real rare chance to connect with Jaded Jones. That's right, Jaded.
Mhm. Yes,
whoa,
ma'am.
What a great way to end our show. So, do you really need to explain, son? I don't think so. But if you would like to dedicate that to anybody, we're open to that.
Well, I just want to dedicate it to basically our black men in general, not necessarily the one person, but just to our black men. Because I tried to think about it in terms of my own sons and how I would feel if one of them didn't make it home, you know. And I tried to think of it about the mothers that have already lost. And basically, this goes out to them, you know. Now is not the time to, you know, be belligerent or be ignorant, but to inform yourself and find out how you can make yourself better, so that, you know, we know how to stand up against things like that.
Smoochie. And that's exactly what our history has given us. It has given us a plethora of artists that speak out. And we lost generations of that in between getting money and going to work and, you know, in between music having a revolution every time we turn around. Sometimes I think we forget that there was a Harlem Renaissance, that there were things that we used to do, whether we got paid for it or not. And if you're prideful, then you should say it. And there are different ways to show how you feel. And I like that piece, son, that definitely, mothers, get that for your sons and play it some nights instead of yelling at them. When they come in that door late and they haven't called, or if they're not answering their cell phones, this is a great track just to text message, you know. This is a great track to put into their MP3 players when they're just least expecting it. You know, and if you are a group leader or a youth leader, I think this was a great piece to play to any gender of children so that they can start to feel what the mother's pain has been feeling all along.
Mm-hmm.
Smooches. So, Jaded, we are coming to the end of our show, but I thank you so much for coming here and presenting your projects and your pieces and for presenting us with your passion and your pain. And I just want to let you know you are now a Smooches Radio family member, a loyal royal. Please make sure you come back and give it to us just like you gave it tonight. Give it to us again. Is there anybody out there that you'd like to personally thank, or any group of people that are supporting you tonight that you'd like to give a smooch out?
I mean, the first people that I have to thank, first person would have to be my mom, my dad, my family, you know, just anybody who's in my corner. I can't name everybody, but definitely want to say, you know, God, of course, giving me whatever he gave me, whatever he put me through, whatever he caused me to experience to kind of get this stuff out of me. But, I mean, I can't thank everybody because there's so many people, to be honest with you.
Okay. Well, just thank them by delivering this show to them. And you can download it again and again at www.blogtalkradio.com/smoochesradio. If they didn't get a chance to listen tonight, then you know what? The great thing about this platform is that it is totally downloadable to any player. You can embed it on your social networks. And, you know, I think people are going to really enjoy this show. Please make sure that you share it. And you know what? Today was a great day out here in the tri-state, and you said it was a sunny day where you are. I hope the sun continues to shine on your life, and I hope that you continue bringing us to light with your words. Smooches.
Thank you as well. I'm excited. I'm excited about it. That I even got the opportunity to come and speak to you, speak to your audience. So I'll definitely come back, you know, as new things come about for me. So, yeah.
All right. So that's how you have it there, listeners. That was Jada Jones. And as you can see on our Facebook page and our Twitter and our Instagram, she's definitely going to be around for a very long time. And you better get it while the stove is hot, because I'm telling you, this stuff is some good stuff, just to relax to, just to connect with. And, you know, how about giving it to your massage therapist the next time you get ready to lay down and really want to relax? I would say, men, if you want to do something for your women, February is right around the corner. There's going to be some love stuff going down with Jada Jones, so stay connected to her so you can find out when this new album drops and releases. And we're going to have to say goodbye to Jada Jones. Smooches to you. And smooches to all our listeners out there. Smooches, Jada Jones. Thank you so much for your presence. And I want to tell you that we have a lot of sponsors out there that make sure that we're good each and every week. And we have to thank the Print Shop New Jersey for making sure that we always have the right amount of business cards to give out, promotional marketing materials. Also, the Female Achievers of Orange, New Jersey, for giving us a platform to come and talk and mentor the young ladies out there. Salima Graham, author of When God Was Effervescent, for her somethingbeautiful.com with her young ladies out there. And everybody out there that has been developing and creating their purpose. That's who we really want to love. We want to thank you all for being out there, because without you, we couldn't bring some of the greatness that we're bringing to this radio adventure. Also, E-Man's Angels out there. He's in Atlanta, Georgia. We also have Creative Images, which is a totally international and mobile hair experience. We have the Rest of Styles of Distinction out in Leesville, Louisiana. I could go on and on, people, but we can't thank everybody tonight. But we got to thank those who have been listening tonight. Thank you, listeners. Please make sure that you tune in on Friday, because we have something for you on Thank God I'm Financially Free Fridays. And then we come right back with Bianca Ingram next Tuesday, same time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Smooches Radio. Hey, guess what? While you're waiting for the other blogs to do something new, Smooches Radio is always about you. Smooches, good night.